Hello, hello, and welcome to another walking session podcast. Maz Miller here. A disclaimer that I don't do disclaimers. While I'm a psychologist, this is not therapy. And you know the drill, take what resonates with you and throw the rest out. Now grab your shoes, grab your headphones, and let's walk whatever's happening today out. Great time to go for a walk while I'm talking and talking. While you're walking and I'm talking. Oh, Jesus. About the topic at hand, which is journaling. I want to talk about why journaling works, essentially, and why you should give it a go, especially maybe post this walk. That might be a good time to do it. But essentially, I was decluttering, because, God, who doesn't declutter? I swear I'm in some kind of natural rhythm where I do a few things every new season. So spring has just sprung here in Australia. So I was doing a big declutter and I was going through old business documents. So there's a certain period of time that you have to keep things, and some quite significant documents are the ones that I was able to get rid of, which was amazing and freeing and great. But while I did that, I also discovered some of my old journals. So that was really interesting. Yeah, and I also do a journaling exercise every season. So that's why I kind of thought, you know what, I need to just do a full podcast on this journaling thing. I often have chats with people in my life about journaling. Often it takes them a long time to sit down and want to journal. But I know if you've ever had a crack at it and if you've ever been in the habit of doing journaling, that you know how beneficial it is. And maybe you don't even need this podcast, but maybe you just need a good reminder, or maybe you want to learn a bit more about how I do it. But essentially, I found that old journal and I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this one. I have so many. And it was just the perfect timing on finding particular things that I've been working through personally. What would you call it? Not so great trait of mine, not so great habit of mine. I've sort of been trying to shine a light on it for myself. And I was able to reread some of the things I had written, and it gave me two super important things. It showed me kind of that all of those, so this was journaling from like 2 decades ago, by the way, how back then I was thinking a certain way, how some of that is still repeated. But also showed me how far I've come. So it wasn't, thank God, the work pays off, self-help works. But also it gave me that moment of, wow, I can't believe I view that situation that way and I've come so far. And oh, I just sit with all the things that were 2 decades ago, how different they are now. And I swear it was such a beautiful visual to literally see the date and who I was then and why it's safe. To let that go now. I was just beautiful. And that's essentially what prompted me to do what I'm doing here. So I just want to talk to you about how important journaling is. Now, there are different ways to journal, first of all. So you do not have to have a Dear Diary moment. You might like it. I love stationery. Therefore, I do. I remember back in the day going through so much stationery that I wouldn't even finish a whole thing because I was so excited to start the next one. I'm much more minimal and constrained nowadays. So what I tend to do is find one. You can find different journals out there in the world. There are journals that are just blank pages. So for me, that really works now. But I know in the initial days I needed guided journals, so you know, questions that I could answer. And I hope that even this podcast gives you some of those to ponder on. So the way to journal, like I said, is so many. You could sit down and simply reflect on what's been going on your mind. So you can say, here's something that I seem to be thinking about over and over and over. And the way to write in a journal is from a perspective of non-judgment. A perspective of privacy and a perspective of nobody but me will ever read this. And somebody but you reads it, they're an idiot. Because what we write in a journal often is not exactly what we need. So what I mean by that, you might be really annoyed by your partner leaving their socks out. I don't know, I'm just going real stupid. And you, as you journal. So what happens with journaling is that you start writing and writing, and then more and more comes out, and you're less thinking about what you're writing, but it's just coming from within and it's just being released, and it's great. But you might get to the point where you write things like, what does this mean? Why does he keep leaving them there? Does he think I'm his slave? Like, you don't think that, but this is what emotions do. You go high, you go low, you go back, you go forth. It is okay. And whoever's reading anyone's journal, just know that, it's just moments. You know how there's inside thoughts? These are like inside thoughts on paper. You're not supposed to bloody read them, okay? Because that's not what we actually think. They're purely raw, emotional, angry thoughts. Maybe angry, maybe really sad, maybe unforgiving in that moment, but they're momentarily. So when you're writing or journaling, that is exactly how you should do it. You should be writing it like no one's ever going to read this. And if you're that worried, if you've got some psychos in your life that can't respect your privacy, you might be the person that burns them after. I don't bloody know. Because it is just important to be a little bit unhinged and a little bit unfiltered, very unfiltered, not a little bit, very unfiltered when you journal. So that's one option. These are the things that have been going through my mind lately. I feel like the reason so that's option A. The reason why I think journaling works, this is how I've conceptualized it. We have this part of our brain, which is the working memory, that's like a little thought bubble with a to-do list, and it's just like really trying to retain things that are immediate or short-term that you need to know about. So it's saying things like, don't forget this, but it's not just obviously practical in terms of don't forget to pick up the kids from school. It is also reminders of things that might be a threat, reminders of things that you need to be aware of, because that's your brain's job, right? It's there to protect you and keep you safe. So if there is any kind of discomfort or threat, it's going to kind of pay attention to that. And it can sometimes go into a little bit of overdrive where it becomes obsessive because your brain thinks that you're not listening. So often what I'll get with clients is they'll say things like, so far I've been able to put it in the back of my head. So the back of your head, like, that's just not that far away, although it seems like that when you say that word or that sentence or that metaphor. But the back of your head is just there, and it's very limited. The back of your head is your working memory, essentially, because you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with it now. But that's kind of assuming that you will eventually have to deal with it, so it kind of sticks, right? So I think what journaling or writing things down does in particular is signal to our brain, look, can you see I'm taking care of this? I'm working through this. I'm getting my way there. What are you trying to tell me? All right, spew it all out. And at end of all my journaling or most of my journaling, I find I do come to a little resolution. Sometimes I come up with a full plan. Other times I find peace. Other times I find one step forward. But there's always some kind of little resolution that almost signals to my nervous system that, okay, thank you for reminding me this is under control now, or this is okay now, you can chill out. So that's why I think it works. The other thing you could do is you could do voice notes. You could just, you know, jump into your notes app or in a voice recording thing and just start speaking things out. They can be transcribed if you choose to. You can just have them there as voice memos. I think that's a good way to get things out. Or you could simply go into your notes app and type them out. Look, I do think that I am old school and I would rather write, because I think the art of writing is a little bit lost on us. And there's just something about, like I said, seeing it in your writing, not just, a font, not a common font, but personalized. And your brain's like, yeah, right, this is me. This is about me. This is me doing this. I don't know. Yeah, you can choose Dear Journal. You can choose this what's been happening over the last month. You can choose this what's on my mind. Or you can use particular things that you kind of want to reflect on. Like, here are some things that I'm trying to think of. Last walking session, we were talking about people not showing up the same way as you. So you could use that. You could use that prompt and sort of go with, when was a time that someone else didn't show up the same way as me, and what did that teach me? What can I learn from that? What would I do different, and where can I show them grace? Because you'll notice that when you're writing, you'll start angry writing. Like, it will be, this is pissing me off. This is what the other person's done. Da-da-da-da-da. And then, because you're talking at yourself, but then I guess the next step is always to, once it's out, to take a step back and go, what else could be true here? What else could be at play? What am I not, what do I, don't I have the privilege of being aware of, like the information? What else could that person be going through that's hurt me or upset me? Or, you know, that's also, I think, a nice way to reflect. What is this teaching me? Like, I have plenty of journals about sleep deprivation. Do I have an answer? No, but each and every time I journaled, I did get some peace from that, and just peace with the season of it, you know, if nothing else. So that's another way that you could do it. I'm trying to think, what else? What else do you need to know? You could track your growth, I guess, from it. Like I said, you could get clarity. You definitely get clarity, because you're going to write and then you're going to say things and then you go, oh, I can't believe I just said that. And also, the other thing with journaling, it doesn't have to be correct grammar. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be, you know, amazingly done or even politically correct. Even politically correct. Today's the day that, what was his name? The young chap that, I knew his name, Kirk something? I don't know. I'm shit with names. I think I've said that before. That passed away today, and he was known for speaking his beliefs, whatever they are, whether you agree with them or not. You know, heavy stuff like that. That's something really good to journal on, no matter where you sit on that. Like I said, that's something that I feel like, as of today, right now, is impacting everyone. So I definitely know for me, that's the time to put pen to paper. I have my own triggers around speaking the truth, for so many reasons. Like, if you know what I know about growing up in a war, I was very heavily censored in terms of everything, what I could say, how I could look, where I could go, because any kind of thing was literally a life or death threat to me and my family. I also have had a level of this that, not that extreme level, but a level of this as a psychologist, in terms of what we allow to say, how we say it, what we do and don't speak about. Some of it I agree with, some of it I don't agree with. I just kind of find my voice within my way and whatever. But yeah, seeing that today, for me personally, massive trigger, literally seeing someone having a belief system and being silenced for it, right? And I don't know, as a human, I ask a question, everything, why? What's the bigger picture here? Why did it happen? Was it just somebody who was unwell that did this? Was it, I don't know, my mind goes everywhere. I'm not going to talk about it because I need to journal on it. But yeah, like, it might be something like this. So you might have, whether it's that or something else going on in your life and it's not making sense, or, you know, sometimes people will say, I keep going around in circles. I'm trying to understand the same and same and same. Why would this person do this? I don't understand why they do this. So sometimes it's just nice to write those things out and kind of go, yeah, like, why is my mind... Your brain will remind you of something over and over to protect you. It's that simple. Especially if that something was sudden or unexpected or you didn't see it coming, right? Especially then. If out of the blue you were let go from your job, I guarantee you, you're going to have a lot of apprehension about work. Like, anything that could be a threat to your, even just your comfort, hey? Like, it doesn't even be causing you significant pain, But even that would create a lot of discomfort, like losing a job and having to find a new one. That's a lot of stress and discomfort for many people. So all that to say, today is the day to start journaling. Just try it. Just try it. Write a paragraph. You don't have to go on and on. Like I said, maybe just take note. Maybe just go, oh, there's some things that Maz said today that were A, either triggering, or B, maybe that can just be it, right? Something Maz said today I didn't like. What was that? What didn't I like that she said? Okay, let me sit with that. What don't I like about it? What was uncomfortable about it? What was triggering about it? Why? Like I said, like my own inner work is that incident today. I can wind that back just on the surface now because I've done so much reflecting, but there's just so much more I'm sure is going to pop up for me. Or on the flip side, you could be in a really positive mood, which is also wonderful, and you can say, oh, there was something really good Maz said today. That made sense to me. The whole thing about, I don't know, writing it down, da-da-da-da-da. What can you take out of that? Are you going to make writing a bit of a habit? I know people that simply do start or end of day gratitudes, three things I'm grateful for. They can just be three words. My kids, my health, my dinner, done, right? And then, you know, as the days go on, you might write more or come up with something else or elaborate. There's no right or wrong way to do this. So maybe that's you. You know, you go, yeah, there's something good she said. I just want to dig into that further. There's a time where that good happened in my life, you know, when I changed this or when I looked at it this way. Actually, this was the positive outcome. So it doesn't always, journaling does not always have to be a negative. Do you know what I have? I have two journals for my girls that I started when I was pregnant with them. And I journal in there sometimes more often than other times. Sometimes it's every few months. Sometimes it's once a month, depending on what's going on and what's significant to them. And it's just like for me to take a snapshot, not photos, not posts, actual sit-down snapshot of them and how they were through my eyes, obviously, as their mum at that time in their life, as a three-year-old, as a just started walking, or doesn't even have to be. It wasn't always milestones. Sometimes I would just feel like I want to sit down and write. And I would just like write to them, and I don't know, I'm planning to give it to them, I don't know, on the 18th birthday, whatnot, I don't know, when they're ready, one day I'll give it to them. They can read it, they can do whatever they want with it. So it can be just that as well. Like, that might be a nice positive thing to start. If you're listening and you might be pregnant, or it doesn't even matter when you start, you might be like, okay, I've got a 5-year-old, 10-year-old, teenager. You could do a whole journal on what your kid was like as a teenager. Like, think about it this way. A, you could journal about yourself and have all these insights to reflect on one day. And B, you could have another point of view about yourself. Like, it would have been so lovely for me to know what I perceived as a teenager, and I'm sure my parents had a whole different perception of me as a teenager, you know. So it'd be nice to kind of marry those two and have that beautiful insight, not a curated social media feed post bullshit, right? Actual real shit, okay? Not just real. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna leave it there. Thank you for walking it out with me today. If you found this helpful, please share it or leave a rating, as then more people can find us, can join us. I think that movement and reflection can change lives, and I think it starts one step and one thought at a time. So let's just do that. Until next time, peace.